Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the weather with Pat Pagano and an amazing introduction.
There's a bright golden haze on the meadow. There's a bright golden haze on the meadow. The corn is as high as an elephant's eye, and it looks like it's climbing clear up to the sky. Oh, what a beautiful morning.
All right, Pat, what an introduction for you. There you go.
I was really kind of wondering where that was going.
Doesn't that song give you chills, though? I mean, Oklahoma, it was a great play, and that's a great song.
Yes, no doubt about it. Yep, I remember performing that in Catholic school.
I love that play. I love that play. And it's not a happy play at all.
No.
It's got a lot of sadness in it, but it was soundtrack, and what a song. Yeah. Well, anyways.
It was very good, yes. And sun, clouds, showers come in late today, but not until like after 4 o'clock. And the high's 70 to 75. Get this. This morning, it's colder in Martha's Vineyard than it is here and on top of Mount Washington. And the reason for it is on Martha's Vineyard, it's clear and calm. It's cloudy with showers on top of Mount Washington, and we have clouds here. Right now, it's 34 degrees on Martha's Vineyard.
We have the sun just coming above the horizon in Sharon on the Green in 52.
Right. And unfortunately, we will see the clouds come back. Mid-40s tonight with the showers ending before midnight. Partly sunny tomorrow, low 70s, so another nice day. But then on Thursday, it's cloudy, and you get some drizzle coming in later in the day on Thursday. So not a terrible day, but the highs Thursday stay in the 50s.
Oh.
Not a day that Marshall likes.
Oh, good.
And then on Friday, clouds and showers, mid-60s. Saturday, there may be some early leftover showers in the morning, otherwise partly sunny with a high of 65 to 70. Mother's Day, partly sunny, and a chance of showers either late in the day or at night.
Uh-huh.
So weekend does not look bad.
Well, it doesn't look good, but it doesn't look bad.
Well, it looks a lot better than last weekend. So, I mean, that's something to be said. You're going to the city today?
Yes, we are.
Okay, you should make it there and back without any rain.
That's good.
Yeah, so that's a good thing. By the way, I'm assuming you did not, but I'll ask anyhow. Did you ever get a chance to watch the movie over the weekend?
I did not.
I didn't think so, because you would have said something.
I would have said something. I did not.
All right, yeah.
I will.
I'm sure you will.
It's just not
playing Radio City, don't worry.
It's just that you got it to me so early this year. I don't know what to do.
And I even forgot to send it to you. How about that?
I know.
So, my cousin, I sent a copy to my cousin who lives out on Long Island, and she watched it, and she called me, and she absolutely loved it. And she said, I think it's one of your best. I said, oh, come on. She says, really? I said, you do? She said, yes. She says, and I also think that, you know, the video and the scenery has something to be said about the movie. So, okay, fine, thank you. Not waiting to see what Marshall's got to say. I certainly don't think it's one of our best. And let me tell you right now, I certainly, it's not one of my favorites. I like it. I think it came out good. But I wouldn't say Marshall. I mean, I thought last year's was better. But let's see what Marshall thinks. In the meantime, it's relatively quiet across the country. The worst weather today will be, unfortunately, where your song left off. Parts of Oklahoma, the Texas Panhandle. They are under the gun for very severe weather today with tornadoes. So you are going to be hearing about that as the day progresses. That area, say your prayers for those people down there They are under the gun.
That in the springtime, that area of the United States has the most violent weather anywhere in the world, any time of year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's only that area. You don't. There's not another area in the world that has the perfect combination for those horrific tornadoes that happen.
Yeah, it's called Tornado Alley. Yep.
Not any place else in the world. I mean, you get tornadoes, but you don't get outbreaks like this.
Right. Correct. Yeah. They're scattered, but these things can be very, very serious. Also, I'm sure you're up on 5G, right?
Yeah.
This problem's there. There was a whole article done that the 5G could cause interference with satellite data and will result in erroneous weather data coming down and into the computer models, and the 5G could actually result in inaccurate forecast as far as warnings and things like that, and could cause more in the way of lives and property.
But you'll be able to play your games quicker, though.
What's more important?
I know, that's what I mean. But this is America.
Isn't this something? I said, I can't believe it. I'm looking to see, I thought I left that, here it is. The story is, it says 5G signal could jam satellites that help with weather forecasting. And it says the introduction of the 5G mobile phone network. Stark warning of meteorologists around the world who say the next generation wireless system now being rolled out across the globe likely to disrupt the delicate satellite instruments that they use to monitor the change in the atmosphere. It can make the difference between life and death, and we're very concerned about this.
They'll find some way to fix it. But they'll find some way to fix it after something horrible happens.
Oh, I hope not.
But that's the way it always is.
Yeah, I guess so.
And guess what?
What?
We're out of time already.
5:59. 5:59, you see where I'm at.
That's right, guys. That's because I played that long song. All right, Pat. I'll speak to you tomorrow.
You have a nice trip.
Take care, buddy.
Okay, bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on the tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.
Is on the meadow. The corn is as high as an elephant's eye, and it looks like it's climbing clear up to the sky. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I got a beautiful feeling.